You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. In 2018, Ada County saw its highest number of pedestrian deaths in 20 years. And just last month, an elderly couple was hit in a Boise intersection. Both ended up dying from their injuries. Just last week, three Boise high school students were hit by a car near their school. As you can imagine, pedestrian safety is becoming top of mind, not just in the Treasure Valley, but across our state. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this are Cynthia Gibson. She is the Executive Director of the Idaho Walk Bike Alliance. Don Kostelek, a planner with Vitruvian Planning and a board member with Idaho Walk Bike Alliance, is joining us on the phone. Welcome, both of you.
Thanks, Gemma.
Cynthia, I want to start with you. Are you surprised by these numbers?
Actually, I'm not surprised by the numbers. We're seeing pedestrian deaths increase nationally, and it's been happening steadily since about 2009. And we attribute it to several factors, mm-hmm. but as our state gets more people in it and more cars and more individuals, we sadly think that we're going to see an increase still in pedestrian deaths.
And Don, let's talk about Ada County, because I believe there were six pedestrian deaths in Ada County in 2018, and that tied a record for what we saw 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was seven. So there's been seven last year and five the year before. And year over year in the data analysis and work we do, we tend to look at trend lines in that, mm-hmm. as well as incorporating serious injuries, which are usually what are called disabling mm-hmm. injuries into that, because a death is an incredibly traumatic thing. A severe disabling injury also changes someone's life forever, and tracking those. And we know from national data and what's used by Idaho Transportation Department that those deaths cumulatively account for about a $65 million mm-hmm. economic cost to Ada County. And so when we put in those numbers, that's why it's important to start thinking a little bit differently and looking at the root causes of these.
And with Ada County, Don, is there a pattern? Do we know why this is happening?
The indicators we see are consistent with national indicators. The National Transportation Safety Board, which we kind of know from investigating plane and train crashes, mm-hmm. has issued a couple of seminal reports on pedestrian crashes and fatalities, and it points to four real variables. One is most of the deaths are occurring in suburban high-speed roadway conditions that were built for the fast movement of vehicles. Mm. So we know there's exposure risk there. We see that trend both in Idaho and Ada County. We see the consistency there. Lack of lighting, lack of adequate street lighting, and lack of frequent crossings on those roadways is another factor. The rise in SUV sales, we know from Idaho data, 40% SUVs are involved in 40% of pedestrian crashes, but account for 60% of pedestrian fatalities. And that's because greater mass connecting mm-hmm. with the body, as well as they're hitting you in your vital organs and tossing you under the car rather mm-hmm. than a low profile vehicle is your legs and on the car. And then for the most part, driver distraction being a piece of that. Pedestrian distraction has a role, but when we look at the actual national data, pedestrian distraction is only a part of 2%. Mm. So it tends to be overemphasized, but the data doesn't really flush mm-hmm. that out as being a primary factor.
And Cynthia, in Ada County, we seem to see, a number of these, especially in recent weeks with this couple and then the Boise High School students. But what is the trend across our state? Let's get out of the Treasure Valley, because yes, we know that's population density. We know people are moving in here, but what is the trend across the entire state? Because you look at our entire state with this type of data.
Right, we do. We look at the entire state of Idaho, and we do not see these deaths, and like Don mentioned, deaths and serious injuries, they're not declining. They've stayed fairly consistent for about the last 5 years. And as communities other than the Treasure Valley continue to grow, which mm-hmm. they're they're doing.
Right.
And it is a lot of those urban arterial roads that are going into a lot of other communities, and they're growing very quickly. And so we are seeing more people just move into the state altogether. And, you know, we believe that if we take more of a balanced view of transportation, where we make sure that we accommodate pedestrians, mm-hmm. as we accommodate cars, we could have some impact on the crash data and see those numbers decline. But
so talk to me about that. Are you making any progress on that front? Or is this an uphill battle to try to get our roads and our streets pedestrian friendly, bicycle friendly? I mean, car friendly too, because people still use their cars. That's not going away.
Of course. And it's about all of those uses. And there's no reason why you can't accommodate all of those uses and build for everybody. People should be able to walk out their front door and walk to a bus stop and take a bus to where they mm-hmm. need to go to work or school. Kids should be able to walk to school. And we firmly believe that. And we are making progress. And yes, it is a problem, and it is an uphill climb, mm-hmm. but we are seeing some changes, and we just continue to push for balance, and that's mm-hmm. what we want to see.
And last week, I wouldn't say it was a vigil, but you had a gathering of people in the Boise area to come out after this couple was killed near Northview Street up on the Boise Bench. Talk to me about that gathering of individuals.
Yeah, when we heard about the Gore's death, Florence died, and then her husband died 9 days later, mm-hmm. and we were just devastated by it. And we wanted to memorialize this couple, and we wanted to bring other family members together as well who have experienced these crashes and create a feeling of comfort and love and a community. And so we did that, and we did a walk of silence where we walked about a block and a half, and then we had kind of a little vigil, and we allowed family members to come up and just speak from their hearts. And I think it was a healing time for mm-hmm. a lot of these family members. But we also want to raise awareness that there are people out on the streets, and we do need to watch out for them. Mm-hmm. The Gores were 87 and 89, yeah. and they were going for their afternoon walk yeah. when that happened.
What do we need to do, especially if you are the person in a vehicle? Because I have just personally noticed that even in downtown Boise, there are buildings that used to be empty lots. You're not used to having people cross the street at certain intersections, and it is, you have to be hypervigilant.
Yes, you do have to be hypervigilant, and you have to really watch out for activities around you. They say that if there's more people out on the street, then they're all safer because the motorist becomes used to people out on the street. So they start mm-hmm. to look for them versus just looking for cars. But we are definitely in a phase right now where we're having a lot of change in our environment. And we also believe that the design of the road can impact your speed. And speed is a big determining factor in if it's an injury or mm-hmm. a fatality. And so we ask that people do slow down and really pay attention because there are people right. on those streets.
I have to wrap both of you up. I want to thank both of you for coming in today, Cynthia Gibson and Don Kostelek, talking about the Walk Bike Alliance and pedestrian safety. Thank you both very much.
Thank you for having us.